Shirin involving Gittinchof Alvei, Adar HaTav Shalom, Test March 20, 1979, and Tuesday continued.
But how did she become like Hifkia, like a Mafkir Avdei? That's on the basis of the schus, on the basis of the schus of Mitzvah Kaidah. But even the Ramban agrees that Mitzvah Kaidah Mess is not in Mitzvah Kaidah, but it is. Alright, now, Gufe, the Gemara. Gufe, Omar Avun Amarai. Mono Libiyot, Pneu Libitwein, Mamishwash Tikone, Omar Robe Mistabo, Mitzel Rabi Bikon, Abu Nil Veloi, Velikim Omar Rabba Filo Bimilve, Eat Maname, Omar Shmuelish Vedelevi, Milve Libiyot, Pneu Libitwein, Mamishwash Tikone, Vitaime Mai, what's the reason of Mamishwash? So we see from this Gemara, even though the Rishayim don't spell it out, but it appears from that Gemara that the whole problem in explaining the Takonet of Mamishlosh Neftor, I mean, Mamishlosh is definitely Takonet Chacham. So what's the Kasha of Gemara? Time Mai, so one Amir gives one time, and then the Gemara refutes that, then another Amir gives another time, and the Gemara refutes that too. Then in the end, finally, the Gemara says, it's Hilchas Eloi time. What is it? Why is it? I mean, there are so many takones, and we don't have to resort to any explanation. The Chachon, and Teisve says, Teisve is called shaming, that even though it's Hilchas Eloi time, Mashemeyu Niknes, Avotam Yishlomo Tikno. So, all that, the Gemara says in connection with the Halacha of Maimon Shloshten, vis-a-vis Mil. Because Volkim Omarav Afilu B'Milve and Itmanam El Mashmuel Shvedelevi Milve Libiyot Chotnei Ufinam Shlosh Nikhone. So then the question of why is time in mind. But if we say, if we were to assume like Rav Zvid, that the Aloch of Maim Shloshni, that the Kone of Maim Shloshni applies only to Kone, then there is no problem. Hachomim Omisaki. And what is the reason? As Tzitzis says, but it's a Hilchas Eloi time how it's made. So it's mashma from Pashtus Loshon HaGemara that why is it Hilchas Eloi time only in connection with Milvei it's a Hilchas Eloi time. Mashiach in connection with the Be'en, in connection with Pekotin, it's not Hilchas Eloi time, and then there is no problem. Why my Mishlosh is affected? The Chachomim are misaking that. What's wrong with that? But according to Rav's memory, that it's effective even by Milveh. So the question is, Milveh, there is no Ben. It's an intangible thing. How could this intangible thing be transferred just by the mere fiat of the Malach in the presence of him? That's the question. So, the Gemara gives one time, because Nasi Kevale, another time, whatever there is. And then the Maskon of the Gemara is, there is no time. How it's made? Because Milve is an intangible thing. How does the ownership in an intangible thing change? Just because the Malbe says so. So what is it? So that's what in regard to Pekotin, it's not Milve, Halora, Hilchas Eloi time. The Chachomim are misaking for a good reason. So the Mele, it's Mele. But Milve, even though it's for a good reason, so there is a good reason as to the why, but as to the how, there is no reason at all. It's an intangible thing. How is it transferred? So the Gemara has the Kasha, Vitaime Mai,
המימר נעסקי מלאים שסמת מויס שבתנו לכל לדידוך ולכל דיוסי מחמוסוך. Suppose the Malve, the Leve, would say to the Malve, in return for the $1,000 that you are giving me now, I am obligating myself to you and to every SNE of yours, to everyone who stand in your shoes. So then there is a Ischayves. So Mimele, the Chachomim or Misake, that every Milve should be considered as if the Leve at the time of the Alvoye would explicitly undertake to pay this debt not only to the Malve, but to every SNE of the Malve, everyone to whom the Malve will assign this debt. אמר רבש לה נאמר על המטו היקנו ללילודים ולהב בשס מתנימויס הוכנם את ליקונה. If the Takone was that it should be considered as if he said בשס מתנימויס שבת לא יכול לדוח וכל זה עושה מחמסוך, so not right. So even though he didn't say, so the חכמים לא מסכם, it should be considered as if he said. But if there will be a such, but in a case where even if he said it, update himself, let's say if the SNE happens to be an unborn person, so then you cannot be mischaiving himself. So even if the Levi will explicitly say to the Malve, I am obligating myself to pay to you and to your great great grandchild that will be born, let's say 70 years later, so then it will not help, because one cannot be mischaiving himself. So even if one would spell out that he is mischayev himself, that he should be indebted to someone who is not born yet, so it wouldn't be effective. So how can the Chachamim be misakei that if he is late, many years later, he assigns the debt to someone who at the time of the Bat Mois was not born yet, that is gay. So El Mato Hiknolodis. Suppose the Malva, let's say 50 years later, after the Bat Mois, will assign it to a person who was born many years after the Bat Mois. So then but you will not say it, because there are no limitations upon the effectiveness of my mitzvoshtem. The Malve can assign the debt through my mitzvoshtem to anyone who pleases. He can assign it to someone who was not Goyim at the time of the Alvoy. Two. Elomarash. Now, in the Gemara we find many times, the basic concept in civil law that the contract is not binding unless it has consideration, but without consideration is taken from the Gemara, because that's the aloha of the Torah, that if somebody undertakes, promises something without any consideration, he doesn't get any annoyance. So it's only a promise. It's not legally binding. But if he's mischayev himself in return for something, then it becomes a legal debt. So that's why. So the Gemara many times says, "We might come here with more ba'omer." So the Gemara says, "Vahi annoyim, go baruch mishal nafsh, master shemechinom liyas kisheyah." So if Shemachinom undertakes to be chayev for onsin, he's chayev. So the Gemara says, "Kashe, b'may kone b'dvorim ba'ome." I mean, if so, the Gemara says, "Vayi anoyi gomar mishal nafshi." So the question is, what? So here too. So in other words, because the kashe of the Gemara was, what's the reason? What's the rationale of the how of the takone of my mishloshim? Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. Then 5 years later, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi stand in one room, and Reuven says to Shimon, "The $1,000 that you left,
that you learned several years ago, that you bought several years ago, from me, and that you owe me, you pay the labor. So then, the ownership in this intangible, debt changes. Instead of being a debt from Shimon to Reuven, it becomes now a debt from Shimon to Levi. How? But how are the Chachamim? What's the basis for this takonet? So the Gemara says, "Vayi anoi edikom nishtanet." Not that he actually said, because in certain cases, let's say, suppose Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon 5 years ago, so it's an old debt already. So he feels disposed to pay up. It's about time that he should pay up the debt that is already old 5 years. Now Reuven says to Shimon in the presence of Levi, this debt that you have been owing me for 5 years, I don't want to get paid. You pay it to Levi. So Levi becomes a new owner of the debt. So he feels free that for a certain time, let's say for a few months at least, that he will not be pressured to pay. So as long as it was, as the ownership of the debt was not transferred to Levi, so he felt very disposed to pay up the debt as quickly as possible. Now that the ownership changes, so he feels that Levi will not pressure him, because after all, he just became the owner of the debt, so why should he pressure him? So he gets a certain benefit. So he gets a certain hanoye. So mainly in return for the hanoye, for the consideration that he gets, so he's mischayev himself to be indebted to pay to him. So mainly it's a real chayev. So if he will say explicitly, I mischayev myself to pay $1,000 to Levi because of the hanoye I get from Levi, the fact that he relieves me of pressure, so then it's anoye. And while is an undertaking, is chayves for anoye, considered legally binding, because anoye is considered kesef. And just as kesef can affect kinyonim in karke, so kesef can affect shibudim also. What does a chayv mean? A chayv means shibudim. And shibudim on what? Primarily on karke. So mimele, through kesef, just as kesef can affect a ownership in karke, so kesef can affect shibudim. So mimele, vayi anoye, suppose there would be such a situation. If they spell it out, and let's say, suppose Reuven had been demanding payment of the debt. Of the debt from Shimon. 5 years he didn't pay it. And then they would reach an agreement that he is canceling his chayiv, but he wants that the chayiv should be paid to Levi. And then, in return for that, so Shimon would undertake to pay the debt to Levi. Then there would be midraisim, it would be legally binding. Because then there would be a ischayves for kesef, for danoye. So maybe the chacham you are misaking that every case should be considered like that. Ba'ali anoye, the gomishtan lo'e b'mil v'yishon lo'e b'mil ha'dosh m'shah nafshi. Omer yuhune ba'abrei d'rab nechem yel rabashe el ma'ato k'kirhane d'bi b'aren yoshe d'kapse v'shakle la'alter hoch namen v'likone. There were certain people, law-abiding people, very decent people, but they were very tough. And they never wanted to forego on any of their legal rights. So this is, I mean, as the Gemara says, "V'chol v'Yerushalayim alav shalimidu divrei malvim teilov." Said, "Shalidonu l'fni b'shos adi." In other words, there are two halachas in the Torah. There is the legal aspect of the Torah, which is impossible, that on which there is kriya, and there are other halachas. So the Vosisayoshavatei, that's also a Chiyuv Deraisa. But you can give a person to be a Rachum, to be a Chamut, to be a Setei Yosha, that you cannot do. So there is no Kriya. So Lifnei Mishur HaSadin is called, is when the Gemara says Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, it doesn't mean it's beyond the obligatory realm of the Torah. Lifnei Mishur HaSadin is just as obligatory as the deen, but the deen represents the legal aspect of the halacha, and Lifnei Mishur HaSadin represents the moral aspect of the halacha. So Bei Baal Yosef, they refused to forego on any legal right, and even if a certain legal right was inconsistent with Balakta Midrachov, they still insisted upon enforcing the legal right. So legally, if let's say Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven 5 years ago, and then now he gives it away to Levi. So legally, Levi can enforce it that immediately. So Beibar was supposed that the third party to whom the Malve gives away the debt is a person like Bar Yosef, the Kapse Bishakle Alter. They will not give any chance to anybody. They will never forego on their legal rights. So then you cannot say, so in such a case, so they wouldn't extend the payment period. So the melee, so if the SME of the debt would be a person like Bar Yosef, so then the takone of Mamish Loshen wouldn't apply. I mean, that's not Mistaber. So, what does it mean? So, as the Rosh says, if not for the takana of Mamish Loshen, so business transaction would be very heavy. It would be impossible to transact a business transactions without the takon of Mamish Loshen. So there is a very good reason as to why the Chachamim found it necessary to be misaki Mamish Loshen. But the question is the how. So it appears from this Gemara that all this is only Shaya Choligabi the Mamish Loshen Milvi, because it's an intangible thing, there is no end. But as far as the Mamish Loshen of Pikot is concerned, the Gemara doesn't even discuss. That's also the Kodesh Chacham. But the Gemara doesn't ask any questions, because it's not difficult. The how of my of the effectiveness of my Mishloshim Bikotin is not difficult to understand. It's only the how of the my Mishloshim Bikotin. Alright. Chodeho is Ilkhas of Itaime. Vido of the Omer Abiyud HaMashuel HaKesiv Kol Nechosov Vishtei Lo Yoso El Apetropi. Vidoch the Omar of Hananye, Hamashi Isha with Negotu, be Bayiskone. Bayiskone. So what's the other Alochets? Hakesi from the Chos of Lishne. Loyoso el Apotropie. Lehachni Isu Eitzi. Viavo Pishe Kosolo Piloshimatone. Loikonoso. Vintam Vido. Elokach Tiknu. Vievka Besno Yevkea. And the third aloch is Vido the Marav Chananye Hamashi Sholud Nigodu Bibayis Kone Bayis Miyuchet Shemido Bo Eloslud Bishasoneus. So he's Kone.
Thank you.
Now, the Rashbam, now Taisa says, So Taisa says that the Beloi time is the only the how, but the why has a very good time. What's the so in regard to my Mishloshim, we understand very well the why of my Mishloshim is in order to expedite and make business transactions more convenient and easier. So that's the why, but that couldn't be a reason as to the how. Now, but in regard to the case of the Chos of Nishkei, Mishim Shomik Librei V'Yoy V'Achile. So you can raise the question, so why is it in Hilchos Eloi Tamim? So this reason should be not only a reason as to the why, it should be a reason as to the how to. In other words, if the intention of the husband was, if there is an umdene demuchach, that the intention of the husband was not to give title to his wife, but just to appoint her as a trustee over the estate, it should be effective that way, only as a trustee. After all, Dvorim Shemalev is in on Dvorim, but if there is a Nundan in the Muchach, then Dvorim Shemalev is Dvorim. And he says, Teisa says, the Derech Laziske, Elachlik Lokovil Nisa Pitrop. So we have to say, as far as Jesus is concerned, we have to say that it's not an Emet Gom. In other words, there is a Loch of Dvorim Shemalevin and Dvorim. So even if we know that he had mind to sell the Sodet, Gibor in Kedush in Afnun, on the condition that he'll be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, but if that plan will be defeated, so Melee, he didn't intend to sell his Nechosim. But since it was Moshe Shabalev, it wasn't apparent to everybody. So Memele, even though he was unable to go to Eretz Yisrael, but the sale of his Nechosim was valid. So, in other words, so it has to be an Emet Gomor. So here, even though there is an Emet, so it means many husbands, when they assign all the Nechosim to the wife, and they don't leave anything for the children, so the intention is because that the wife should act only as trustee, because they don't mean to leave the children unprovided. But many husbands act that way, but some husbands do not act that way, and some husbands so are ready to give away everything to their wives and leave the children unprovided. So really, it's not an Emet Gom. So meaning I say we have to apply the aloche of Dvorim Shemalevin and Dvorim. And the principle of Dvorim Shemalevin and Dvorim is such a strong principle that even with Rabbonon, so it's unusual that the Chachomim should ignore in their takone the principle of Dvorim Shemalevin and Dvorim. Because the Emet is not an Emet Gom. Alright, we could say this today. Now, as far as Mashi is on Bnei Kishov, Vesek, or Mashi Ishma Bais, some call it Ayn Tzibet. That doesn't mean that was the intention of the father. That means that the son relied on it. So Alpidin, without a special takone, just because the son took it for granted that the father was giving it to him, so it doesn't mean that the son acquires title in that house. But, so that is the reason as to why the Chachamim is Akim. But it's not a good reason as to the how. This is contrary. I mean, after all, we cannot divest the ownership of a certain person just because the son will feel bad and he was sure that the father gave it to him. So that was, but in regard to Kisne Chosim Lishtei, so as far as Taisa is concerned, we can say, even though Taisa says we derech lasis ken, it means many people it's not a derech for them to act that way. But many people it is a derech to act that way. Some may say, it's a Yilchos Eloi Tamim. But let's see the Loshen. The Loshen of the Rashbam in two places. Daf Kuf Mem Dalet in Bor Basra and Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet in Bor Basra. Daf Kuf Mem Dalet. Oh, Apetrope. Hanet Lat Mila Shabin Rabon Tel Zubetai. Chode Ho. Idoch Dom Rabin Rashmu Lakis Bor Chosef Nishte. Loyos Apetrope. The Aman Sade. The Loyoka Nachlas Abonit. So the Rashbam uses the Loshen Anansad. He uses Loshen Anansad. Anansad. Teisves at least doesn't use such a strong Loshen of Anansad. Teisves uses Loshen in Derech Lasiskim. It's not a Derech by many people. It's not the proper Derech for people to act that way, to give away everything to his wife and leave the children unprovided. It's not the right thing. So Mimele, because of that the Chachom no misaki. But it's Hilchas Levitayim, alright, it's not the proper thing. But still, he did it. So it's Hilchas Levitayim. It's Hilchas Levitayim. But the Rashbam in Kuf Mem Daled uses the Loshen Danan Sade de Loyokanachas Abonim. The Loshen of Anasade, the expression of Anasade, this is the usual expression for an Umden. Anan Sade means a strong Umden. This is in Kuf Mem Daled Amud Aleph. Now in Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Rashbam again says, When does this takon apply to a case when he gives away to his wife everything, doesn't leave a penny for any of his children? So the Rashbam says it's not a normal thing. I mean, that the husband, all right, is a devoted husband, but to give away every penny to his wife and not leave one penny to provide for his children, so it's inconceivable. So from the Loshen of the Rashbam, it's mashma that it's an imid gomo. So the question is, if it's an imid gomo, so why is it a similar time? So midraise, it should be like that. Midraise, without any takonis chachon. Because Dvorim Shel Eleven and Dvorim does not apply to a case of an ansade. No, so apparently, so there is, we can deduce a big chiddush from the two Rashbams. The big chiddush, and it's not unreasonable, that when do we say that where there is an unten and a muchach, so then Dvorim Shebelev is also Dvorim. Is also glory only if you can reconcile halachos. If there is no absolute conflict between the Dvorim Shebelev and his peh. But if there is a definite and an absolute conflict between his verbalization and what he has secretly in his heart, then we say Dvorim Shebelev and Dvorim, even if there is an Umden and Muchach. Now, so in this case, so what did he say? He wrote in the shtar that he's transferring all his nechosim to his wife. It's spelled out that way. I mean, there is no ambiguity. There is no ambiguity in the expressions that he used in the shtar. I mean, the terms are specific and definite, I mean, without any ambiguity. So he writes in the shtar that he's makne all the nechosim to his wife, so that his wife will have absolute title. unlimited title as a host. Now what we say is not abnormal. I mean, how can he give away everything to his wife and leave nothing for the children? I mean, he has to be irrational to act that way. So obviously in his heart he meant that the wife should be the trustee, because he doesn't trust the children. Maybe the children will waste everything, so he wants his wife to be the trustee. But he doesn't mean that his wife should have full title in the nechosim and his children are there. That's his hidden intention. But can you reconcile the hidden intention with the words of the shtar? No. So in such a case where there is an absolute conflict between his pe and his lev, so then we say dvorim shebelev and dvorim according to the Rashbam, even the Rashbam of the Ruach. So then you ask, but the Rashbo, in Kedushin, I mean, this well-known Rashbo, I discussed it already several times, I think I mentioned it, that the Rashbo says that in Kedushin Dafnun, that when we say dvorim shebelev, einon dvorim, only when the pe is makrish, the dvorim shebelev. But if there is no akoshi, there is no stirah between the pe and the lev, so then dvorim shebelev is lorim. So the Rashbo says that in the case where there is no umdin muchach. So maybe it's muchach on that Rashbo, if the Rashbo says that dvorim shebelev einon dvorim is only when the pe is makrish. But if the pay is not makrish, then without an umdin muchach, dvorim shebelev is lorim. Dvorim shebelev is lorim. So mimele, so we say only, I'm sorry, the Rashbo says that we say dvorim shebelev in dvorim only when the pay is makrish. The pay is makrish. So it's mashma, so then dvorim shebelev is einon dvorim. So it's mashma that where there is an umdin muchach, when there is an umdin muchach, then dvorim shebelev is dvorim, even if he's makrish. So there is no stira from the Rashbo, because the Rashbo has reference to a case where there is where you can reconcile the dash shebelev, the secret intention, with the pen. When you can reconcile it, so then even though it's makrish, like the Gemara in Kedushin, Ha'u Gavre Dizobi Nichse Yadaito Meisak La'at Yisrael. So he sold his Nechosim, but he didn't say that he is selling his Nechosim because he decided to go to Eretz Yisrael. And then he was unable to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says that the Mechile was hard because he's Dvorim Shebelev. So the Rashbo says, because over there, when he sold the Nechosim, he didn't say, I am selling the Nechosim because I have plans to go to Eretz Yisrael. So I am selling all my Nechosim. He didn't say that. So maybe the pe was makrish, his hidden intention. But even though the pe was makrish, his hidden intention, but there was no absolute conflict between the pe and his hidden intention, on the surface, it was makrish, there was a conflict on the surface. But actually there was no conflict. The two can be reconciled. In his own mind, there was no conflict, because that was his intention. So the two can be reconciled. So then we say, if there is no Dinim Muchach, and there is an apparent conflict, but not an irreconcilable conflict, so, and there is no Dinim Muchach, so Dvorim Shebelev Einon Dvorim. But if there is an apparent conflict, but a reconcilable conflict, and an Dinim Muchach, so then Dvorim Shebelev is Avid Dvorim. If there is an apparent conflict, but it can be reconciled, so then, if there is no umdin muchach, so then we say dvorim shebelev is loyav dvorim. If there is an umdin muchach in a reconcilable conflict, so then dvorim shebelev is havid dvorim. Mashe inke, if there is an irreconcilable conflict, an absolute conflict, when the pe definitely is makrish the lev, you couldn't even reconcile it.
You couldn't even reconcile the two. So then, even if there is an Umdin in the Mucha, so Dvogim Shebelev is Goyadim. Because you cannot negate the explicit Dvoy of the person if it's impossible to reconcile it with intellect. That's the Shita of the Rashba. Alright, but that we have to say in the Rashba, but we don't have to say it in Tesis. Alright. Now the case says, now Rashi says, ki yulchis avu etayne, ki yulchis avu etayne, ki yulu kiblo meisha halocha le meisha misina, halocha misina, shin tzorech los is tam, shin tzorech los is botam. I mean, this means, this can very well be understood with what Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnah, in the Akdomik, the Pirush HaMishnah. The Rambam raises a question. I mean, the Gemara mentions Halacha Mishnah Sinai only in regard to a few things. Halacha Mishnah Sinai, Shul Halacha Mishnah Sinai, Gudasik, Nechitz Halacha Mishnah Sinai. I mean, there are several halachas. I mean, you can count them on the fingers. You can count the halachas. What about the whole Torah Shebaal Peh? The whole Torah Shebaal Peh is Mikubal Mishnah Sinai. So the Rambam says, anything that is written in the Torah, or even if it's not written explicitly in the Torah, if it can be deduced through the Midrashato and Midrashim, then so it's not shayach to say Halacha Mishnah Sinai, because it has a remnant in the Torah. Or something, let's say, like Nige Chazok Kero, it's also Mikubal Mishnah Sinai, but this is something that can be conceived with full swore. I mean, Nige Chazok Kero, in the Pagayim Sersman, it's Mikubal Mishnah Sinai, but it is something that can be conceived through Svara, and it has to be conceived through Svara. So the Melech Gemara doesn't say Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Halacha Mishnah Sinai Chazok in Koryas Bezman. It wouldn't make sense. This is a fact, this is Svara, it's a Mitzias. But that was Mikubal Mishnah Sinai, that Chazok in Koryas Bezman. The Chachamim didn't fabricate these halachas. So, Mashenke, something like Shiur in Kazayis or Gudas Mechitzte, it's not written explicitly in the Torah, nor does it have any remes through the Midrash Atir and Reshet Ben, nor can it be conceived through Svore. So then we say Halacha Mishnah Sinai. So then we can say Halacha Mishnah Sinai. I said, I mean, this is the Pshat in the Medrash. Halacha Mishnah Sinai, Sheis of Singel Yaakov. Halacha Mishnah Sinai, Sheis of Singel Yaakov. This is a fact. The answer is, the sinai of going to Jews cannot even be explained. It's a swore. It cannot be conceived with swore. Why did they hate us? But they hate us. So the Medrash says, Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Rashi says, Ki yilchez evloi taime, ki ukim lo moishe halacha misinai, she yitzorich losi izbotat. I remember a certain, he was a godel, he's a Rabbi Sheikh Nocho, a great godel. So, he once visited my father, Zechen Lebrachim, and he tried to explain a certain halachas, halacha Mishnah Sinai. So my father became so excited, I mean, because he tried to explain al pi svore halacha Mishnah Sinai. He became very excited, my father. Why? Because halacha Mishnah Sinai, so Rashi says, I mean, not only Rashi, because it is not to be conceived with Svara. If, let's say, when you learn Aloche, Chazok in Purim Shel Zmanei, you have to understand it with Svara. But when you study Shiur in Aloche Mishim Sinai, and you say, let's say, by Chometz, the Shiur is Kazayis, and by Yom Kippurim, the Shiur is Ketzves, you don't have to understand it, why it is. Even though it's possible to understand it. But it's not to be conceived with Svara. So this is, the Rashi says, that Hilchas and Lekayim means, Al Pidin, even every Takonis Chachomim has to be conceived with Svara. But these three halachas do not have to be conceived with Svara. They have to be conceived in the same way as we conceive halachas. That's the way it is. That's all. No kashas. Gufe, Omar Avuna Mara,
The Miri says that Maimet Shloshton is only kene balkoche. He's only kene mirzeini of the Levi or mirzeini of the Nifki. But Rabbetam says that even balkoche of the Levi and balkoche. Why? Because if Maimet Shloshton will be effective, mirzeini of the Levi or mirzeini of the Nifki. So, the according to Rav Zvi, that Maimit Shlosh is only affected by Pekodin. So let's say Reuben is the market, Shimon is the Shemna, the Nivke, and they give that way to Levi, and the three of them, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, stand in one room. So, since the Pekodin, let's say the golden watch, happens to be the Rishus in the house of Shimon, because he's the Shemna, where does he keep it? He keeps it in his house, in his drawer. In a lock, in a locker. So, Mimele, why do we have to resort to a special takone? Because Chatzir Shalodom is like Yad. So when Rubin says 10, so Mimele, or you can just say Shrei, doesn't even have to say 10. So, Yubizeche, and even though he doesn't keep it in his hand, but it's in his law. So, Mimele, he's making a king in his Eche, so why do we have to resort to a special takone? Suppose he happened to give away the golden watch to a watchmaker because it had to be fixed. So it's not in his issues. So without Maimish Loshtin, he wouldn't be able to be Zeich. So because of Maimish Loshtin, so Levi would be able to be Zeich. The Elab Yarachirim, the Yoyo, Imbi Masri. So there is still an alternative to give it away to Levi. So we see from this Gemara, from the Gemara Dise, that this is a kinyan. Even the Arishayim who say that there is a shita of the Miri in Matches, Dapei, that the whole dinu midas bal dinki meyotom is not mitzad gemones, but it's mitzad kinyan and mitzad ischayves and mitzad kinyan. But most rishonim say that normally, under ordinary circumstances, so midas bal dinki meyotom is effective mitiras biro, mitiras gemones. But from this gemara it appears that even when it cannot be effective mitiras biro, for example, in that gemara, all the chachomim knew that this was not true, that it didn't belong to Rav Mori. He was advised to make such a idoy, even though it was a sheker. So the Chachamim advised him to make such a idoy. So we see that even when it cannot be effective, b'tiras lemones, it's effective b'tiras kif. This is a kif. The only rishon who says that this is not a kinyan by everybody, and it's only a kinyan by Ger, because he doesn't have the capacity of being makniz lechosi. But someone who is not a ger, so then there is no, he is the rosh, but he is a yochid. All the other rishonim hold that this is a kinyan, even when it cannot be effective, it is a monies, it is a kinyan. So mele, even if the chifetz is not mirshusei of the nifket. So he still has the option of giving it away to kinyan dise. Why the chachomim have to be misake? Elo nirolem dafil ba kol eshol nifket kol. V'chein gabi isa niyure. V'kom arove. Heiko v'kinyan rav mor lan ezuze. Ibi ma'am yudgin lo yazlina. Mash mati. Hoi hei leicho yikinim al kol. ואין לי מערים או יאיר לי רשום או יום נשחצה לפי שוי מזבייש בפני יישא לא אימא אין רציני דין קיין ולא אימא משלושתי הלו למימא לא יזמינה שלא יאימא לא ישחי כי מסתום להוי אפיקוטן בידרות. I mean, from these cases you cannot deduce that negate what the Rav Amiri says. I mentioned that Zev Yavi says it, that Isaac Yure had all the intentions of giving it away to Rav Mori, but he wanted to be Mikhail Mitzvah, for a Chachon Nechem.
So you couldn't deduce from this thesis that thesis disagrees with this, Rav Amir, Midushi, because... from Rabbi, that Rav Mori should get it as matone from Rav Mori. He said Yure wanted that he should get it from him. So in other words, just as Rabbi wanted to do a good deed in Mitzvah, so he said Yure wanted to do a good deed. So that's why he would be Mizbayish. Now the Miri is Chilikaranutam, and he says that the whole Takone of Manish Roshin applies only to a case where the Levi or the Nifke gives his consent. And the Rani is because the Mora at first in the Havamin tried to explain the Takone of Manish Roshin on the basis of if it's explained on that basis, could it be effective? Of course not. How can you say so when he says explicitly no, I don't want, So, according to the Havamine, we would have to limit the Kinyan of Manit Shloshtim, Kinyan of Manit Shloshtim, only to a case where it meets the approval of the lady. So, all the Nikkei. So, maybe Malvin Maskone, it also applies to a case where it meets the approval of the lady by all the Nikkei. But this is the mere Shike. But Rametam says, as long as the Gemara assumes that it is a Hilchasebi Kaime, so then it had to be limited to that case. But then when the Gemara concludes, it's a Hilchasebi Taime. So maybe it applies to every case. Now, you cannot ask, but according to what we said just now, that it's a Hilchasebi Taime only vis-a-vis Milve, but vis-a-vis Pikodin. So it is a Hilchasebi Taime, so maybe it should only apply to Milve. Even though it doesn't meet the approval of the Leive. But vis-a-vis Pekodin, if it doesn't meet the approval of the Nifke, it shouldn't apply. That wouldn't be logical. Because it's one Takone Ligabe Milve, but Pekodin and Milve. So the scope of the Takone has to be the same. The same scope that it has, that this Takone has in regard to Milve, so it has to have the same scope in regard to Pekodin. Alright. But anyway, there is a machlekes v'shenim. Not all the shenim agree with Rabban Tams and the Rivoz Din. The Rabbamir Yisrael. Alright. Neyu Yitvayim Maim Ed Gimu Kono. Eim Rabban Tav. Di Avu Gal Amich Eshtachim Vachavir Vachol Zahu Mochli Mochu. Mochel Yos Matoni Maim Ed Shlosh Ne Yochil Im Cheil. So, Shmuel says, Men Shazidim. Amich Eshtachim Vachavir Vachol Zahu Mochli Mochu. Let's say, Ruben lent $1,000. To Shimon. And then, let's say, he lent him to be paid out in 10 years, the $1,000. And then, before the 10 years expired, so Ruvei sold that shtar, that $1,000 debt, to Levi. Then, after he sold it to Levi, Ruvei ten was meichel dachev to Shimon. So then, it's chazal mochle mochle. So Levi cannot come to Shimon and say, you pay me? It's true that Reuven canceled the debt. He waived the debt. But when he canceled the debt, then you owed it to me already, not to Reuven. So what kind of a binding, what kind of authority did Reuven have to cancel the debt? It was not his debt. He didn't own it. So that's the halacha. That even though Reuven canceled the debt, was meichel the debt to Shimon, after he sold it to Levi, but it's a fact. So Levi cannot collect the debt from Shimon. Collect from Shimon. Now, why? I mean, that has to be understood. I mean, this is not Aloch Lamish Sinai, and that's not a Yilchesev Leitaime, so it has to be understood. How can the Mechira be effective if he already had sold the debt to Levi? So what kind of a violence is it? So all the shame raised the question, is what's the tam, what's the svore of Shmuel's name? So the Rif and the Rambam explain it on the basis that Mechira Shtores is only Midrabon. Midraise, you cannot sell it. It's an intangible thing, and it's not mitzvah b'kinyan. Because in order to become something, you have to do something. You have to do a kinyan. Let's say, mitalpani, mishiche agboye, you do something. Or karke, kese, or chazoke, or shta. But here, echein, what was done? What by the kinyan was done? What by the kinyan was done? So, b'ksimum is here. He wrote his shta. How did he sell? How did Reuven sell the promissory note? The promissory note that he has against Shimon. How did he sell it to Levi? The shtachein. He wrote a shta on this promissory note. B'ksimum is here. So, Midraise, it's not effective. It cannot be transferred to Ksil Misira. It's only Rabbanon. Since Midraise, it's not effective. So that's the reason as to why, if he's Meichel Dechei, so the cancellation is effective. Because Midraise, it wasn't transferred. This is how the Rif and the Rambam explain the Aloche of Shmuel. Now, the Rabbanon Tam, the Tesis doesn't mention the Rabbanon Tam, but the Rishen Miksuvis mention the Ram, the Hashbo, the Rosh, Miksuves, they all mention it in the name of Rav Netam. Rav Netam says it in Zivra Yoshua. So Rav Netam says the business why, Hamichas Tachim Chavir Vechotar Umochle is Mocho, because when Shimon borrows $1,000 from Reuven, then there are two Shibudim. First of all, there is a Shibud Aguf. Shimon is personally indebted to Reuven, and then he has a shibut and a nechosim. Reuven has a shibut and a nechosim of Reuven. He has a lien and the property of Shimon. So there are two shibutim. There is a shibut aguf and shibut nechosim. So the halacha amtamshit is that mechira shtores is midraise. But the effectiveness of mechira shtores is only on the shibut nechosim. Shibut nechosim is like is a nimkoit kinyan. What does shibut nechosim mean? Shibut nechosim means that he has a nimkoit title in the nechosim of the lady. That's what shibut nechosim means. So that you can transfer, but the personal indebtedness. How is it shayach to transfer personal indebtedness? Shimon is personally indebted to Reuven because Reuven lent him, but Levi never lent him. How can he transfer the personal indebtedness? So Mele, so we could raise a question: how is it possible to transfer Echei Mishtachei? So since the personal indebtedness cannot be transferred to Levi, so how can the Shibut Nechosim be transferred? Tam says no, there is no difficulty in that, because there can be a Shibut Nechosim, there couldn't be a Shibut Nechosim without a Shibut Aguf. One could not acquire a lien, a Shibut, in somebody else's Nechosim if the other person doesn't owe it. So in other words, there couldn't be a Shibut Nechosim in a vacuum. The Shibut Nechosim must be based upon a debt, upon a Shibut Aguf. But it doesn't mean that in order that Levi should acquire a shibut in the nechosim of Shimon, that there must be the shibut aguf must exist between Shimon and Levi. So even though the shibut aguf is not transferred to Levi and the shibut aguf remains, the personal indebtedness, even after it is all transferred to Levi, remains between Shimon and Reuven, but the Shibut Nechosim is transferred. But only as long as there is a Shibut Aguf between Reuven and Shimon. But the moment Reuven is Meichel, so that Shibut Aguf between Shimon and Reuven is Poka. So how can we have a Shibut Nechosim in Shimon's Nechosim in a vacuum? This is how Rav Netam is done. Anyway, that's the Aloch of Shimon. So Rav Netam mentions a Mikvidesh. That even though we say Hamichas Nachir Mechalim Chozal Mochli is Mocho, but if he is Mocho Avonos Matonim Mavich Loshin, then he cannot be Meichel. So he mentions Chayes from Limor. But before we see the Chayes, we have to understand this law. Now, so according, we have to understand it. I'll leave it the leaf in the Ramah. Now, Ramtam is the one who says it, so we have to understand that I'll leave it Ramtam's explanation of Shmuel's Din. What's Ramtam's explanation of Shmuel's Din? Because that too Shibudim, Shibud Agum, Shibud Nechosim. And when a person sells a shtar, a promissory note, through Ksilo Misire, so he's only able to transfer the Shibud Nechosim. He's not able to transfer the Shibud Agum. But my Mishlosh, then the Gemara calls it Hilchas Leitaimei. So that means, why is it Hilchas Leitaimei? Because not only the Shibut Nechosim is transferred, the Shibut Aguf is also transferred. And that's Hilchas Leitaimei. How can the Shibut Aguf, personal indebtedness, that originated in the Alvoyim, which is peculiar to the relationship between Reuven and Shimon, how can that be transferred to Levi, who was not a party to the Alvoyim? That's inconceivable with the Svore, it's inconceivable. But that's what the Kodesh Chachomim. So here, the Chachomim were misaki, that the personal indebtedness, the Shibut Aguf shields. So Memele, it's not shayach to say, what kind of rebellion is he to be Meichelim? He's a stranger. The moment he's matne to Manus Roshten, he's a stranger to that law. It's not his law, he cannot be Meichel. I mean, that's this one. But he wants chayes from the Gemara. Chaymash with the reason Dushin, he called Milu Vishtal Pige, Bidi Shmuel, there was a machlekes in the Gemara in Dushin, in the Praisin, in Dushin, Dach Memches, between Rabbi and the Chachomim. Suppose the Baal is in Kaddish Disho, he is a Baal Chayiv. Somebody, let's say, Reuven is the Baal, and Shimon Baal owes him $1,000, and Reuven has a promissory note against Shimon. And then he gives away this promissory note to the Isha. And he says, Hariyaku Kadesh Slibazu, with that Chidah Helim that I'm transferring to you. I want you to be Mikodeshes. So Rameya says, Mikodeshes. But Chachomim ain't remaining Kadeshes.
So the Gemara says, so Mimil v'mishtar plige b'nishmuel. The man doma mikudeshes, Rami Yahu says, mikudeshes, less way b'nishmuel. So Mimele, Rami Yahu holds that Tamich Shnachim v'chavim v'chazor v'mochle, Zeyni mochle. So Mimele, if this husband, he transfers this promissory note to the Isha, he's mikadesh already dead. So suppose later on he'll decide to cancel the debt to Shimon, so his cancellation will not be affected. The Isha will still be able to collect the debt from Shimon. So in Mele, there is Michus Das from the Isha, because she has nothing to be afraid of. Masha'ink, that's why Rameya says, Mekadesh. And the Chachonim say, Mekadesh is, because the Chachonim agree with Shmuel's deal. So in Mele, the Isha is not some Kadaite, because the Isha is not Gemara's daito to become Kodeshes to the man. Because she is afraid, maybe a month later, this same man will cancel his debt that Shimon owes him. And then she will not even be able to collect the debt from Shimon. So in Mele, there is no Smichas Das, so he's in Kodeshes. That's one notion. So everybody agrees. Even Rameya agrees that if the Baal will later on cancel his debt to Shimon, so the Isha will not be able to collect the debt from Shimon. Ubi Isha Sokadaiti completely. Mandom Kadesha Rameya holds somebody Sokadaiti, because she doesn't anticipate such a treacherous act by the Mekadesh, that he will cancel the debt, that she knows it. So first the Gemara applies the Machlekes Rameya and Chachomim to Mekadesh B'Mil Mishtar. Then the Gemara says that Rameya and Chachomim Achilik, in the case of where the Baal is Mekadesh with the Mil Malpeh, through my Mishlosh. So Rameya says, in other words, Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, and Reuven is Mikadosh the Isha, and Reuven and Shimon and the Isha are standing in one room. And he says to Shimon, the $1,000 you owe me, you pay this Isha. And he says, Ariat Nikodeshes Libazen. So Rameya says Nikodeshes, and Rachom says Nikodeshes. Here the Gemara doesn't say whether Isle Shmuel, less Lady Shmuel, some Kataita, or some Kataita. The question is, Rameya say Isle Rabune, and the Chachomim, less Lady Rabune. So it's Mashma. Why? So that's a raya. But what's the svara? The svara is that by the shloshtem, according to Rabbi Tam's own explanation of Amir Shah, because the mechira is only chal on the shibud chosin, not on the shibud abu. And once the Shimlaguf is spoken, so you cannot tell me Shimon Chosmin in a vacuum. So, but by Mamet Shloshtem, so the Takonis Chachomim was that the Shimlaguf changes. So, So the Mishnah says that the Isha, Shechov Lobachim, Gyosel Ro, because she's Pturah, not that she's Pturah. She doesn't tell anyone. So the Gemara is, so the Nerbal cannot collect from her. So the Gemara asks, why couldn't the Nerbal collect from her? She could have money. So, in other words, he should be able to force her to sell her ksube, and then she'll get a certain money for selling the ksube, and then she'll have to pay to the Nerbal that money. So why isn't she mechuyevus to do that? So the Gemara says, Abin Shon, Prov Lachemim, Dipole, Mitaz, Biksubo, So Bidim Sanoye, Umshane, Kovita, Bibaimo, Vata, Imochalo. So in other words, so she'll be meichel. V'hashte akate tinkir b'mam shloshtin, v'yoz lituch alimchei, d'av agav d'abao v'adu l'yishratze, v'pami she'ez d'afil v'al kohche konen, v'eid gabe shechob lo b'bay lo, tinkir b'mam gimu. So there too, she doesn't have to pay. But there, she can sell it b'mam gimu, v'shom yishratze abao, to the ligveis. So even if we are going to assume, not like Avnetam, that it requires the approval, the approval of the Levite, By man shloshim, who is the leive here? By the chilul teksuve, the baal is the leive. So there you'll certainly be yischatze. To the chalosim, the chilul teksuve, kavim mitzie, kavim motzei sheva, the poem is man sheishameido. Amayaz the baal, nechutu makosul isminismos atishre, umshane shma misul ishmuel, vashane nechutu mamochol mamet gimu, the chilul imchel, according to Ramatam. ויש להם דלתקינו מהמדגימו בקסובה די אף שיעה שלו יטוב לי דביל איל זה רצנה לחידש ברמתם דת מהמת שלוש זה דקו לס חכומים so the חכומים הוא אומלי מסעקים דה מהמת שלוש הנה נחי that is certainly that certainly can be collected that is certainly can be collected that is certainly without the shadow of a doubt is collected מה שאין כי the chiv of ksuve is contingent upon certain facts, because it's contingent either upon the husband divorcing, ultimately divorcing his wife, so then she'll be able to collect it, or it's contingent upon another fact, if the husband will predecease the wife, so then the wife will be able to collect the ksuve. But suppose there will be no divorce, and the wife will predecease the husband, so then the ksuve will never be collected. So since the debt is not the kind of a debt that in all certainty will be nigve. So on this kind of a chayim, there is no takon of manishlosh. So the melody she couldn't sell the chayim of the ksuve for manishlosh. Ve'edish leima. יהוזן גם שבע עם אוכל שבל וישב עם אוכל מה משלוש דימי אם שם אוכל יקרה בעל ואישו יכפרו המחירה ומי שאידים דברים עם שבל נשחץ או יפלו שעושה כבדה שבע שקר ואם ניחו או זמוכה עכשיו שבע רמז ולכי למי חש במקוס ומתמיס anyway this is רב נתם שיטי that the דהלוכה ומיך שתחיל לחבר וחוזר למוכל למוכל only applies to mechira shtachim al deksiva umisira, but it doesn't apply to mechiras chayim al deman shlosh. And we understand this why Rav Netam says it. Rav Netam has to say it on the basis of svar. He mentions rayas, but the real reason as to why Rav Netam said that is because mitzada svar he held that it is so. Because Rav Netam Lishito say that the reason is why Amir Shachar Rabbi Chazal Moch Lemochu is because they are two Shibudim. And Mechira is only Chal on the Shibud Nechosim, not on the Shibud Aguf. So the Meir of the Shibud Aguf remains between Ruben and Shimon. So once he's Meichel, so the Shibud Aguf is Pokar, you cannot have the Shibud Nechosim without the Shibud Aguf to support it. So that's only Shayach Ligabei Mechira Shtores through Ksilo Mesire. But it's not Shayach Ligabei because here the takone was that the shibud aguf changed. Mashayim came according to the view in the Rambam, who say that the whole reason is why hamicha shtachim v'chaveir v'chozav u'mochle is mochel is because mechira shtores in Rabbanon. My mishloshim is certainly the Rabbanon. Mechira shtores al diksim v'sir is the machlokes v'sheim whether it's affected with the rais of the Rabbanon. But my mishloshim, the Gemara says it's yilchesem l'tayim. So according to the Rebbe and the Rambam Shite, so certainly that the same halacha of Shmuel applies to Mamish Loshim, so there are many Rishenim who are chilka Rav Netam, and it seems to me that all the Rishenim who agree with the Rebbe and the Rambam's explanation of Amich Shtar L'chachim Chavei Chazam Moch L'Mochl, so have to be chilka Rav Netam, and it's only Rav Netam Shito say, because he explains Shmuel's din on the basis of the two kinds of Shmuel. Alright, so there. So there is a machlokes Rishonim. B'mayim shloshim kol. Eimer Rav Netam, now Rav Netam here mentions three separate roles. He mentions here three separate roles. Eimer Rav Netam le'tikin ma'im shloshim ibit chovim. Im ani kedalei ibit chovim. V'yomer le'Yisrael. Nei ol Yisrael achel ikone. Kim dat v'yomer le'ischil ikone. Kim de ischil ibit chovim. Ho'adi b'mayim gimol le'ikone. So that's the first one. Tzvi Siya and this Omed mentions many chidushim by Rav Netam. So now here another chidush by Rav Netam. That if now Manishloshten involves three parties, the let's say Pikot, Mavkit, Nifket, and Zeichet, Beleben, mal beleben sich. Oh, geschehen coined expert terms that apply to Pikodin and Tumlo. Because if you cannot use the terms Mafkid and Nifket in regard to Milve, you cannot use the terms Malve and Leve in regard to Pikod. But the Rishayim coined Mamche Mumche Zeich, or Mamche Mumche and Mikam. So in Milve, the Malve is the Mamche, and the Leve is the Mumche in the Pikod. So the Mafkid is the Mamche, and the Nifket is the Mumche. Mamche Mumche Zeich. So if the Mumche is an Akum. So then, and the Yisroel tells the Nifket Akum, or the Levit Akum, Tneuli Yisroel Acheria, is Loikon. Kim Dafu Omale Srilikon. Kim the Srilikon. So if somebody else, if the Miri had said this thing, and the Miri says this thing too. So the Miri is Srilikon Rabbi Tam's first Chidesh. And the Miri says that Maimash Moshten is ineffective without the approval of the Mumche. So then we can understand. So if we say like the Miri, that Maimash Moshten requires the consent of the Mumche, of the Leve, or the Nifke. So in other words, so then we can say that Lakonis Chachomim was that through the Maimash Moshten, so the Mumche is Zeiche. Even though it doesn't do anything, it doesn't do a Maizekiyah, but that's a takon. But Rabbi Tam established the halacha that even against the will of the mumche, so Maimash Moshten is effective, so we cannot say that the mumche, the leve or the nifke, is zeiche in the pikodun or in the alboye on behalf of the mikabla, because he says no, he protests, it's against his will. So it's not based upon the concept of Sriya. So why does Rabbi Tam say that since in Sriya we come in, so maybe if the Mumche, the Leve or the Nifket is an Atom, there is no Maimash Moshten. As if the Mumche had to be Zeiche in the Pekodin, in the Alboye, for the Mikabel. But even that comes from Tam, even against the will of the Mumche. So it's a thing. So we see that even though Rabbi Tam says that he does not require the approval of the mumche, but it's still the takonis chachomim was. The takonis chachomim was because it's not the takonis chachomim hilchazim retiring just three people. It's right after these three, right after these three. So it's not, even though it's hilchazim retiring, but it has to make some sense too. I mean, even though it's hilchazim retiring, it has to make some sense. It's not to be understood through Svar. It is to be understood as if it had been Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. But every Aloch L'Mishim Sinai makes sense. But Asik Mechitzta makes sense. It cannot be conceived through Svar. Through Svar, we cannot understand it. But it makes good sense. So, in other words, how does it make sense? The three are present in the same room, and the Malveh says to the Leve, you pay to Levi. So then he acquires it. So the answer is, since he is the Leve, and the Dalvoye is Nizrishus, since he is the Sheve, the Nifket, and the Pikodin is Nizrishus, even if it's not in his house, but it's still in his custody, so the Mele, he is Zeiche, whether he likes it or not. That was the Kodesh Chachon. That the Malve can impose upon the Leve to be Zeiche in the Alvoye or in the Pekodin for the Mikab. He can impose upon him. He doesn't have to intend to be Zeiche. The Malve can impose upon the Leve that he should be Zeiche. He should be Zeiche by giving him a directive. So he can impose upon the Leve or upon the Nifket to be Zeiche. That's a takone. But it operates to sleep. If the mumche is an akum who cannot be zeiche, so mele, there cannot be maimash moshten. So that's the first thing. Now the second thing that the Rambam says. Suppose the zeiche is an akum. V'omar, and the malvin, the leiv, the mafkin, the nifket, both Jews, ויום הישראל ישראל פנים לפנים את יחבים חבים כל זמן שמחי זה ביתה אפילו אומר לי בואי מה מדהים literally, I mean that goes without saying. I mean, if he's not Chizaya, it's his money. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. He wants the Yisrael, the Nifket, to give it away to Nakum. So that's the Yisrael's, the Balamomi's business. So, I, Yitili after Romo, Loi Mandi. Avolim Chizabei, Loi Yitili Nifkechop. But suppose, let's say in the morning, Ruben said to Shimon, Ruben the Malve, Shimon is a lady, Ruben the Mavke, Shimon is the Nifke. Ruben said to Shimon, in the presence of an Akum, now you give it to him, you pay it to him, and then in the afternoon he says to Shimon, I changed my mind, don't give it to him. So, after more Maloi, reminded Gimel, you shouldn't give it to him. In Loi, Shim Yochim, Shomet, Nevichovi. In other words, there will be ill will. So then he has to give it to David Chovim, even though the Yisrael Ruben was Chayzer. Now we have to understand this halacha. Mamish Loshten is not an Indian of mitzvahs. It's not an Indian of mitzvahs, it's an Indian of mumen. Alright, there is halacha. Many of the Shemim say, it's on the basis of a certain Gemara in Avizore that Chavot, that Evo of Nakum is Deiche Nisar Rabbon. In other words, one is allowed to be Evo Nisar Rabbon in order to preclude, to avoid ill will from Goy. So that's Shayach, if it's a question of Isurim Rabbon. But here it's on the basis of Hefke Bezn Hefke. So if the Chachomim were Misake, Monevshech, what the Chachomim Misake, did the Chachomim apply the Takonah of Mamish Loshte in regard to a case where the beneficiary, the recipient, is like Goy? So then, even without ill will, even without evil, so we should give it to him, it belongs to him. How can we withhold it from that? And if the Chachomim didn't apply Mamish Loshte to a case where the beneficiary, the recipient, the Mikabel, the Zeche, is an Akum, so how can be mocking evil? In other words, so since the Israel Reuben was Isaiah, so who's because Nize, this golden watch? It's Reuben's. And Reuben says, I changed my mind. I don't want you to give it to the Akum. So what right does Shimon have to give away Reuben? So he's a Gazlan. He takes away somebody else's money in order to avoid ill will. So let him worry about the ill will. Why should Shimon worry about it? We have to understand it. Alright, now let's see. But this is the second plow that Hamutam says. That if the Mikabel is an Akum, so then, if he was Chayzeya, so then the Yisrael, the Mumche, is not allowed to give it to the Akum. Unless there is Evo. Then, he has to give it to the Akum. Alright, then the third one. Vimaneis Levit Yehobim, Suppose the Malve or the Mavkit is an Akum. And the Nifket or the Leive and the Mikabel are both Jews near the corner. The Momeini shall be swayed with Kiral the Mind with Gimu. That you can say every time a coach Momeini with Hobby. So it's a story that the Chachomim applied the Takone of Mamish Loshte into a case where the Nasim, the Malve, the Mavkit is an Akum. And then another time, they did the name Taimin away. The second time depends upon the mitzvahs. I mean, in other words, in the days of Tzivos of Rav Netan, so the Mesayimon, they recognize this kingdom of Mamish Loshte. That's what we see. I mean, today it's not even recognized, a kingdom of Mamish Loshte. But in the days, in Zman HaTzivos, so with the name, it was recognized. Now, so we see. Now, with this, we can understand the second plan. What's the second plan? Where the Mikabel is an Akum. So then, if the Nesin was Chayzeya, so then the Mumche is not allowed to give it to the Akum. But unless there is evil. Unless there is evil. If it will conduce resentment on the part by the Akum, then he has to give it. And the question is, so what?
If it's not effective, so it's the moment of the Nesim, and the Nesim doesn't give him Rishus to give it to the Akum. So he should be a Gazlan if he gives away the Yisrael's money to an Akum. Now there is Aloche, I mentioned it several times. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf, the Dalet. And the Rambam mentions it in Hilchas Lochim Perek Yud Halochim Veis. Shnei Akum Shebo'u Lufanecho Lodin Benin in Yisrael. I mentioned that Rambam in connection with Dinah Machus Adinah. V'rotzu Shneim Lodin Din Teiru. Don. Ho'echot Reitze V'echot Eine Reitze In Keif In Yisrael Lodin. Elok Dinei. Ho'yo Yisrael V'akum. So in other words, if two Akum, two Goyim, come before Yisrael, two Elikhot come before Bez Nishon Yisrael, and they want to be living B'dinei HaTorah and Din Torah, so then, if they both demand it, so then Bez is Mechuyev to be done, B'dinei HaTorah. But if one says, I want that it should be litigated B'dinei HaTorah, and one says, I want it should be litigated B'dinei Nu, so then, in Kipnis, he wrote Neldenay. So, from that alone, we see that the basic halochet, Rigabe, and Evitichovi is not the name, because our dinim have no shaykhas to them. It's their dinim. Hoyo Yisroel, Akum, that's the more Mokam. If Yeshus lo Yisroel bidineyen, donelin bidineyen. Veimrim lo Ikar bineyen. Veim Yeshus lo Yisroel bidineyenu, donelin bin teiro. Veimrim lo Ikar bineyen. So in other words, if Yisroel and Akum have a litigation in Besdin, so then Besdin applies either the Dinator or their Dini according in what Din the Yisroel had this was. The Yirami Sheleisim came with your attention. El Reilom Don Mabinei. So I mentioned, so that's a Raya from this Rambam, that when there is a shaila, a litigation between an Akum and Yisrael, so the basic principle that determines is the name, not the name. Even though we are bound by the Torah, but vis-a-vis Umiseilom, Ebeneiach, so we are bound by their din. And that is really the basis, according to Rashi and the Yisef, of the Aloha of Dinah Malchus Adinah. Because the Dineach HaMechuyev to adapt the civil code in Dinah Malchus. So Memele is effective. So Memele, according to Rashi, is effective even with Abin Yisrael. So that's the Aloha of Dinah Malchus Adinah. So the basic principle that is effective in a litigation between the Yisrael and Akum is Dineyem, not Dineyem. But and the Raya is that if there is a litigation between the Gatenshov and the Yisrael, so then Leilom don't live the name. V'chein yira li shem yagim Gatenshov v'yar cheret v'yar mizrasonim ki Yisrael. But by Akum there is a special aloche. By Akum there is a special aloche that he can be needed within Yisrael or within Eim according to the situation. If he has a schus Bidineinu, then Bezdin is down Bidineinu. If he has a schuz Bidineyem, then Bezdin is down Bidineyem. But we see that the basic principle is Dineyem, not Dineyem. Vis-a-vis Bineyach, even in a litigation between the Bineyach and the Israel, the basic principle is Dineyem, not Dineinu. Not Dineinu. So, now, so the Sifri, I mentioned that Sifri also. Vatzave Shiftechem Beisahim, Lime. שומע בין אחיכם ושפטתם צדק בין איש ובין אוכל ובין גרת. So the Sifri says, ושפטתם צדק בין איש ובין אוכל.
prat li yisroel she bol lifanecha lodin yisroel ve'akum she bol lifanecha lodin she im yesh schus li yisroel bidineihem doneinu bidineihem vim yesh schus li yisroel bidineinu doneinu doneinu bidineinu. Because of that is learned out from the Pasuk. Ushvatetem tzedek v'nishu v'nochi v'v'gil. In other words, so what does this Sifri imply? That actually, this procedure normally would constitute a miscarriage of justice. If, what is the basic principle that determines in a litigation between Yisrael and Akum? If it's with the name, so we should be done with the name all the time. Regardless whether the schus will be for the Yisroel or for the Akum. And if it's with the Nehem, so he should be done with the Nehem. But the basic principle is the Nehem that you see from the Rambam. That if the litigation is between a Gateshov and a Yisroel, what's a Gateshov? A Gateshov is a nice goy. A Gateshov is a goy who is in kind of time with the Nehem. That's all. So we see that the basic principle is the Nehem. The Nehem. But it's a special heter. So the Rambam says that special heter, actually it's a miscarriage of justice. But there is a special tersakosu that we are allowed, that Bezdin is allowed to practice this miscarriage of justice. As a matter of fact, the Harav Amir in Govakami says that Biume is Agdureis Bidarki Hadosis Vani Musin. So then Bezdin is only allowed to practice that if the Umisailom, if in that place the Umisailom themselves discriminate against Jews. But if the Umisailom don't discriminate against Jews, then they are not allowed to practice that. That's what Rav Amir says. So why? I mean, what kind of a din is it? The answer is, it doesn't mean that Al-Pidin, so if there is a litigation between an Akum and an Yisrael, so the Yisrael acquires both. There is no such law. We see that Gemara, the Sifri deduces it from the Pasuk Ushvatetem Tzedek Beinishu Beinochi Prat Le'akum. So that means that it's inconsistent to Tzedek. This practice is inconsistent to Tzedek. Because if the basic principle in a litigation between Yisrael and Akum is the Nehem, V'horaye, if the litigation is between the Gateshov and Yisrael, so Le'ilom don't be the Nehem. So that's the basic principle. So mele, it's a miscarriage of justice to apply dineinu in a case where our din has schus. So it's a miscarriage of justice. It's inconsistent with tzedek. But it's a special heter. It's a special heter to apply our din in a case where the Yisrael has schus in our din, even though in their din he doesn't have a schus. And to practice this, which otherwise would be miscarriage of justice, of course, when the Torah allows it, so it's not a miscarriage of justice. But as between a Gateshov and a Yisrael, it would constitute a miscarriage of justice. But there is a special heter, ligabe anak. So the Rav Amir says that when is there a heter in the Akum themselves? If the goyim themselves discriminate against the Jews and they don't grant the same rights in their litigations, in their litigation court, to the Jews that they grant to the non-Jews, but if they don't discriminate, so then that heter doesn't apply. This is the pshat in the Harav Amir. Anyway, so this aloche, im yeshchus le Yisroel b'dinei Akum, so then don't listen to Nehem, so he's a heter. It doesn't mean that that's the basic principle that is affected. It's only a heter. So the mele, the heter there is not chaya. And you see the Rambam says that heter doesn't apply to Gateshov. And the Rambam really says that if the goyim in their courts never discriminate against Jews, then even vis-a-vis an Akum, that heter doesn't apply. So the mele, bimoki meivo, the heter doesn't apply. So if the mokim eivo, the heter doesn't apply, so the mele, so we should treat him the way we treat him if he had been, instead of a pagan, he had been a Gateshov. What would be the aloche
If the Mikabel had been a Gatisho, not an Akum, so the Rambam says, Leilom Don is Bineir. And Rabbetam says that was the Bineir. So Mimele, Bimoki Meibo. So we have to treat the Akum also as if he's a Gatisho. The header to treat an Akum differently than we treat a Gatisho is only when there is no Eibo. But if there is Eibo, so even towards the Akum, we have to treat him in a litigation the way we treat a Gatisho. This is the Pshat in this. Alright. Hikno lelenodi, hochanamed lekone, pirish hikno lelodi mimayim shlesho, shalimayim vadayim mishas matmoyes, hochanamed lekone, ulisvorim digalas hochanamed lekone, hoche pirish. Hikno lelodi mikin baum, mibol imam shlesho, lahadim shaskinye shalimod adayim, hochanamed lekone, lo mam shlesho nikone afrili lalakim. ודוב שאיבר אילום יאמר, אך סוגל מרב ונקיים את יסלו דמח דוב שלו אילום, ולא דוב שלו אילום עולה. דיבוי אישו רב יסתכל לפי רדק ושבוע לאילום יוכל עזבי. ופירק משמס, כלומר רב ונמצק והוא ברב ושתהיל את ליקונה. ורב נחמן אבי יפחד מדרב ונה. דיס לי אושר שתהיל את קונה. ובישו רב וכלומר רב נחמן אבי שבוע לאילום יוכל עזבי. ואם תאמר, מי חשבה מינו לרב מי ידו דמח דוב שלו בלילום? היי למאי נקטונה. The Mishnah in Dush, Lachash of Yisgayot, Vishet Yishrachot. Mikudesh is, suppose Yisrael says to Enochis, to Egoi, Hareyat Mikudesh is, Lachash of Yisgayot. So, the Chachomim say that even after she is Yisgayot, she doesn't become Mikudesh. And Chachmeya says that she is Mikudesh. So from that we see, now, in Dush, so who is the Das Makne? The Isha. So the Isha is Makne herself, to the Baal. So the Meilei, so we see from that Rameya, of Lachash Nizgayish Dachim Kadeshis, that Odo Makne Domo Shal Goleilom, because she cannot be Makne herself in marriage while she's a Goy. There is no Kedushin in a Goy. So she is Makne herself now Le'achar Geus. So it's a Domo Shal Goleilom. So we see that all the makra may hold all the makra in the Shalom Leilo. Ma'u tu fesha'ino. Name do the makra in the Shalom Leilo. Do katone lacha she'ezgayel v'nochri. Says to an Israelis, Hariat mikudeshes li lacha she'ezgayel. So again, the Chachomim say, Eino mikudeshes, and Ramiya says mikudeshes, he is the daskene, the Baal. So we see, so from the same memory of Rameya, we see not only that Odo Makne Dovo Shaloi Boleilom, that Odo Makne Lei Dovo Shaloi Boleilom, because right, he's the Kene, and right now he's a boy. So then, Lacha Gemus, so it's a Dovo Shaloi Boleilom. V'yishloi Ma'ad, in Tichov in Be'el, in Yisnai Leilom, Elo Shinoch Lesorim Gemus, V'yishichu, V'li Dovo Limu Lodim, V'yisnai Leilom, who is Naya Beilom Kla? The Ava, that you are feeling me, the Makhno, that may appear as Dekel, the Loy Mifalginon. So we should say, Ligabi Dogo Shaloy Boleilom, that maybe Reb Meir is only applies the Makhno Shaloy when it is Beilom. But, legally, the legal status is not Beilom. Mashiki, Pim is Dekel, that is Mamish Nabelon, so Ibn Rameel be made it, that in the Makle, so he says, in the Rame we could make that distinction, but we find another Tane who says that we say on the Makle of Shalom, even when Bimtias is Nabelon, and we find that Rameel says that on the Makle of Shalom, when legally it's Nabelon, the legal status is Nabelon, so Mimele, the Gemara equates Rameya with Rabbeinu Yaakov, but Ligabe Lidobo Shaloi Boleilom, we don't find the Tane who says that even when Bimtzias is not Boleilom, so he can be Makne. We only find the Tane.